The Cup race at the Indy Road Course comes down to a wild two-lap shootout. I'll tell you all about it. You're listening to the Burning Rubber Racing Report, and I am the Sheriff, Andy DeLay, from the Performance Motorsports Network.
The Performance Motorsports Network is a compilation of shows about motorsports. From technical to controversial to just fun, everything you like about racing and gearhead stuff is right here, the Performance Motorsports Network. Tell your friends about it.
Tyler Reddick had a dream of a July. He got his first Cup win at Road America, qualified for the playoffs, signed a big contract with 2311 Racing, and now puts a cherry on top of July with a victory at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Road Course. Reddick closed out the best month of his career with an overtime win Sunday to give him two victories in the last five Cup races. Reddick seemed to have the race in the bag and was comfortably out front when debris from Christopher Bell's car brought out the fourth caution of the race with only six laps to go. The yellow set up a restart with three laps to go with Reddick lining up alongside Chase Elliott. When the green flag flew, Chase briefly got past Reddick for the lead until he spun, bringing out yet another caution, sending the race into overtime. On the next restart, Reddick had to hold off A.J. Allmendinger, who won Saturday's Xfinity Series race, but Allmendinger was physically exhausted and struggling because his cooling device had not worked the entire race and he was battling heat exhaustion. In turn, Allmendinger hardly challenged Reddick at all. In fact, Allmendinger collapsed and was taken to the care center after the race. So it was Ross Chastain who made Reddick earn the win. Chastain missed the first turn completely on the restart and used the access road to return to the racing course ahead of Reddick. Reddick chased him for an entire lap and finally got past Chastain in time to lead the last lap. After the race, NASCAR penalized Chastain for using the access road, which in turn dropped him to 27th. Reddick's win made him the first Richard Childress Racing driver since Kevin Harvick back in 2013 to win multiple races in the season. Austin Cindric finished second, followed by Harrison Burton in third, Todd Gilliland fourth, and Bubba Wallace rounded out the top five. Up next, the Cup Series heads to Michigan International Speedway for the Firekeepers 400 this Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern on the USA Network. That's the Burning Rubber Racing Report, and I'm the Sheriff, Andy DeLay, from the Performance Motorsports Network.